So what was I doing in racist Reardon, where more than half of every graduating class went to college? Nobody in my family had ever gone near a college. Reardon was the opposite of the res. It was the opposite of my family. It was the opposite of me. I didn't deserve to be there. I knew it. All of those kids knew it. Indians don't deserve shit. So feeling worthless and stupid, I just waited. And pretty soon, a janitor opened the front door and all of the other kids strolled inside. I stayed outside. Maybe I could just drop out of school completely. I could go live in the woods like a hermit, like a real Indian. Of course, since I was allergic to pretty much every plant that grew on Earth, I would have been a real Indian with a head full of snot. Okay, I said to myself, here I go. I walked into the school, made my way to the front office, and told them who I was. Oh, you're the one from the reservation, the secretary said. Yeah, I said. I couldn't tell if she thought the reservation was a good or bad thing. My name is Melinda, she said. Welcome to Reardon High School. Here's your schedule, a copy of the school constitution and moral code, and a temporary student ID. We've got you assigned to Mr. Grant for homeroom. You better hustle on down there. You're late. Where is that? I asked. We've only got one hallway here, she said and smiled. She had red hair and green eyes and was kind of sexy for an old woman. It's all the way down on the left. I shoved the paperwork into my backpack and hustled down to my homeroom. I paused a second at the door and then walked inside. Everybody, all of the students and the teacher, stopped to stare at me. They stared hard, like I was bad weather. Take your seat, the teacher said. He was a muscular guy. He had to be a football coach. I walked down the aisle and sat in the back row and tried to ignore all the stares and whispers until a blonde girl leaned over toward me. Penelope. Yes, there are places left in the world where people are named Penelope. I was emotionally erect. What's your name? Penelope asked. Junior, I said. She laughed and told her girlfriend at the next desk that my name was Junior. They both laughed. Words spread around the room and pretty soon everybody was laughing. They were laughing at my name. I had no idea that Junior was a weird name. It's a common name on my res, on any res. You walk into any trading post on any res in the United States and shout, "Hey, Junior!" and 17 guys will turn around, and 3 women.